This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think back 3, 4, maybe 5 years and try real hard to remember how many bankers have gone to jail for their role in the financial crisis. Go ahead, take as long as you want, but you're not going to get it. The answer is not, surprisingly, none. It is actually the loneliest number. One, a guy who worked at Credit Suisse whose name you wouldn't recognize, who is doing 30 months in prison. Jesse Eisinger has the story of why it is just one in the New York Times Magazine this coming Sunday. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You point out pretty high up in this piece that the American financial cycle basically goes boom, bust, and then a crackdown. It's happened that way for 100 years, yet there hasn't been the crackdown after the Great Recession and the financial crisis.
Right. And I tried to set out to figure out why. And my answer is that it's not a conspiracy. There wasn't the whisper from on high from Geithner, Treasury Secretary Geithner, to Eric Holder that they couldn't prosecute the banks. It turns out that there are reasons why the Department of Justice has effectively lost its ability to meaningfully indict corporations or go after individuals at the highest echelons of corporate America.
One begins with a little case that a lot of us are familiar with, Enron and Arthur Andersen.
Yes. So Arthur Andersen, they actually indicted the company. And the Department of Justice learned its lesson, or in my view, overlearned its lesson to be extremely cautious, overly cautious in my view, about indicting corporations.
Yeah. And Arthur Andersen gets shut down basically by this indictment. The tens of thousands of people lose their job. And then the Supreme Court 2 years later overturns it.
Yes. Now, I can understand that I have a lot of sympathy for many of the people who lost their jobs. The Supreme Court ruling is an interesting one because it didn't say that Arthur Andersen was not guilty of the crime that they had been indicted for, yeah, which was obstruction of justice. It revolved around jury instructions. But the Department of Justice took this as a huge black eye and embarrassment and, as I say, overlearned the lesson that they can't do this again.
Is there, based on all your reporting and you know, your sense of this stuff, is there a desire for people to go to jail, or are the American people, let's get over this and move on?
I think there was certainly outrage about it. Now I think there's a deep sense of resignation about the impunity with which corporate executives can act, and I think that's deeply troubling. I'm also troubled that the Department of Justice hasn't grappled in any way with any view that they didn't do what was proper. Now, if you actually talk to individual prosecutors, they will say, I'm stunned no criminal cases came out of the financial crisis. I just didn't see any of them myself. And so that's, I think, the first step to admitting you have a problem, but we need to get to the second step.
You know, it's interesting that your piece is released. It's coming out in the magazine this Sunday. It comes out online today. It is out online today. It's interesting that it comes out on the day when the lead article in the paper is about prosecutors contemplating charges against Credit Suisse and BNP Paribas for non-financial crisis-related misdeeds.
Yes, I thought that was very interesting too. I think that they're cognizant of their reputation. Of course, they knew my piece was coming at some point because I ran everything by them and we had extensive discussions about it. I think we will have to see if this is going to be the case. And what we want to see from prosecutors is to punish the guilty, not to punish the innocent, to have meaningful guilty pleas from corporations if they do seek that. And then we really want to see individuals, because the real bad actors are the top officers in companies that commit crimes. And you have to go after them successfully if you want to deter white-collar crime.
Jesse Eisinger, he's a senior reporter at ProPublica. His piece on why no bankers have gone to jail for the financial crisis, except one guy, is in the New York Times Magazine this Sunday. It's online right now. Jesse, thanks very much.
Thanks very much. It was great.